Voters fled Wisconsin, preventing a vote on the bill. Sal Giangrasso, Fox News Radio.
Pretty much the same issue coming to a head this week in Ohio.
Testimony will be heard about a bill that would bar all Ohio public workers from striking and limit the bargaining rights of their unions. It establishes fines and jail time for those who strike, and union workers could negotiate wages, hours, and some work conditions, but not health care, sick time, or pensions. The bill narrowly passed the state Senate last week, and a spokesman for the House Speaker says it could take at least 3 weeks for the hearings. Republican Governor John Kasich had hoped the legislation would be ready by March 15th. That's when he'll present a bigger package to deal with unemployment, poverty, and keeping major businesses in Ohio. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, rising oil may not drag down stocks. Futures are up a bit before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KBND, depend on us. Good morning to you. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Monday. As far as what's going on with your traffic and weather, I'm going to be full details on that after we check in with the news, which is brought to you today by American Painting. They're offering up a ride in the 1110 KBND traffic copter for you and your child. All you have to do is get your youngin' to send us an email describing why they deserve the ride in the 1110 KBND helicopter on the morning news. Winners will be chosen monthly. Let's find out what's going on in today's news. Back from her special assignment across the hall there, Donna James.
People asked me all weekend, what was your special assignment? And I was like, what are you talking about?
You're on assignment. That's what it is.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Taking a look at our news, many search and rescue members had a very busy weekend searching for a Westland man who was lost. Turned out he escaped the wet and cold by spending the night in a cave. 24-year-old Aaron Lesodine said he left his camp for a hike in the Badlands Wilderness area east of Bend around noon on Friday and got lost. His companion contacted 911 and reported him missing around 6:30 p.m. 39 Deschutes County Sheriff's deputies and SAR team members conducted a search overnight using horses, ATV, tracking teams, and a private helicopter. A dozen more searchers were called in from the Crook County SAR team to assist. In the meantime, he found a cave to stay in until daylight. He did not have a cell phone or GPS unit. Would you have your child held back if he or she couldn't read by the end of the third grade? That's what they do in Florida, and there's a bill in Oregon that is also pushing for that as part of the basic school reform. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
The numbers show that this is working in places like Florida. Now Oregon is hoping to repeat the success. Jason Conger of Bend is on an education committee that heard a lot of testimony on the idea. He thinks it makes sense.
You know, the key here is it's the old cliche. Early in school, you learn to read. Later in school, you read to learn.
Those opposed to holding back kids to third grade cite possible problems with class size, that kids learn at a different rate, and that it could harm the child's self-esteem. Lori Robb reporting, 1110 KBND Radio News.
This May, Central Oregon Radiology Associates will be getting a new diagnostic tool to help patients. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Dave Magnus is the Director of Imaging at Central Oregon Radiology Associates.
PET scan is an important modality for cancer side of things, the cancer community, really. It's used a lot for that. It's very sensitive to tumors, and you also have it attached to a diagnostic quality CAT scanner, and CAT scan is very specific. So you get the sensitivity from the PET scan, you get the specificity from the CT scan.
This PET scan is currently at St. Charles, but will be moved to Central Oregon Radiology Associates in May as part of a partnership with the hospital. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
About 85 members of Oregon's Air Guard are deploying to the Middle East for a 4.5-month tour of duty. Steve Ledoux is a radar maintainer with the 270th Air Traffic Control Squadron out of Klamath Falls. He's one of three people from his unit to join about 80 airmen and women of the 116th Air Control Squadron on this tour.
We are proud to go. You know, this is all three of us from the 270th that never deployed before, so this is our first deployment, and we're really looking forward to, you know, going over and supporting the mission in the Persian Gulf.
The group will monitor the airspace and help other units stay operational in an undisclosed area in the Persian Gulf. If a new Senate bill passes, Oregon drivers could soon have a new specialty plate featuring Oregon's wine country.
It's an initiative through cultivating communities, and the work it will do is to support product development, education and outreach initiatives, marketing, workforce development, grants, scholarships, and things like that.
Angie Moores with Travel Salem. With Travel Salem said they are hopeful the bill will pass and it will establish a permanent source of funding for the promotion of organ tourism. A proposed bill in Salem would grant in-state tuition to some illegal immigrants. Mount Hood Community College student is urging lawmakers to pass SB 742.
Our state has invested so much in me by providing me with a K-12 education, and I don't want that investment to be wasted because I can't afford to attend a university.
Students would be eligible if they graduate from an Oregon high school, are accepted to a university, and are actively working toward Oregon residency. Critics say the state should not be subsidizing education for undocumented people. That's a look at your news. I'm Donna James for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Don. It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Skyview traffic and your forecast today. As far as what's going on with the roads, just spots of ice over the mountain passes, bare pavement locally. It looks like it's going to be fine. We'll get a full report from up in the air when the chopper takes off about an hour from now.
Partly to mostly cloudy heading into this Monday with a slight chance for a rain or snow shower into the afternoon hours. Expect a high of 42 during the afternoon, and then tonight it will be